Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Saturday was the anniversary of lead singer of Linkin Park, Chester Bennington's death. The musician died from suicide, and so his wife, Talinda, posted an encouraging video to Instagram for his fans.
I woke up this morning to lots of messages of love and support from my friends and family, and I wanted to pass along to you the same love and support. Today's going to be a really hard day for a lot of people, and that may be you. And I just want you to know that you're loved, you matter, and the world means something with you in it. Today, let's make Chester proud and take care of each other, because that's what he would want us to do.
So sad. Jessica Alba opened up that she is so irritated by one of her tattoos. The Sin City actress has a few pieces of body art, but particularly regrets having a tramp stamp bow etched onto her lower back and a floor design on her neck, which she's desperately tried to have removed, but has had no luck. So Alba says, I do have a few tattoos and I regret one of them, maybe two of them. I got the flowers when I was like 17 and I'm so irritated that I got it. Yeah, honestly, the bow tramp stamp, I would be mortified.
Now, Liv, do you regret your tramp stamp or no? Do you like it?
I don't have a tramp stamp. I probably have an honorary one. but no, I do not actually have any tattoos. The Spice Girls could soon be headed to Las Vegas. Sources say the British pop group could have their own residency in Vegas, which could earn them over $12.5 million each.
Dang,
not
get it,
just
girls.
All together each.
They need that money.
I know.
They need it.
The sources add this six-week residency would take place in summer 2021. The news comes as the Spice Girls are having a successful comeback tour in the UK. Honestly, if they come to Vegas next summer, I will be going to Vegas to see them. Absolutely. According to President Trump, a bunch of people have reached out to him regarding the rapper A$AP Rocky's legal situation, including his wife, Melania. He said she made a big push to make something happen on A$AP's behalf. Kanye West has also made a plea to President Trump and said he wanted to get personally involved in the fight to free rapper A$AP Rocky from a Swedish jail. So if you don't know, Rocky has spent nearly 3 weeks in jail after he and his entourage got in a street brawl in downtown Stockholm on June 30th. The rapper hasn't had a single criminal charge filed against him. Prosecutors say they need another week for investigation. Rocky faces 6 years in prison if he's charged and convicted of assaulting a man who assaulted him first. Kanye asked Trump to call the Swedish Prime Minister for some help, and Trump was agreeable. The president said he'd personally guarantee bail for A$AP Rocky if the Swedish authorities release him. Trump tweeted, just had a very good call with Swedish Prime Minister Stefan Löfven, who assured me that American citizen A$AP Rocky will be treated fairly. Likewise, I assured him that A$AP was not a flight risk and offered to personally vouch for his bail. That chat must have fallen on deaf ears because a judge ruled that A$AP Rocky is a flight risk and therefore can't be let out of jail while the case grinds on. But the push for A$AP Rocky released on bail could backfire. Swedish officials want to prove that they won't be pressured by the U.S. government. Trump has vowed to secure the rapper's release, but the prime minister stressed that Rocky would not receive special treatment.
Did you see Bieber's tweet on top of all that?
Yeah, I didn't want to get into that because that was diving into a whole other mess.
Oh, that was
of
one of the biggest things all over this weekend. That was insane.
Yeah, that was more about politics than like pop celebrity.
But it had
news.
To do with like, hey, help my friend Rocky out, but also let the kids out of their cages.
Basically, all he said was, hey, help A$AP and let kids out of cages. That's literally what it said. And so, yeah, all he said was let A$AP Rocky out. But
yeah, no response
I didn't
yet
get
from the
into
president
that.
On that one.
Yeah, I didn't want to get into that kind of political mess, you know. But coming up in an hour from now, some exciting Eddie Murphy news.
All right. Thank you so much, Liv the Web Girl with the garbage.